And now, live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, June 29th, 2018. We had a shooting yesterday afternoon after I talked to Larry Pratt, Gun Owners of America, about moves that were being pushed by Republicans. I think very bad infringements, very bad precedents being set in terms of things like red flag legislation as well as bump stock prohibition. On the surface, they may look fine because bump stocks are a garbage toy. Nevertheless, what it does is it expands regulation in a completely different area. And when we look at the red flag legislation that's been put in Florida and elsewhere, we should be very concerned about the loss of due process. Again, the red flag is the individual, not the tool. As I pointed out many times, as we talked about yesterday, you want to focus on grabbing that gun. You still left the dangerous individual out there at large. They can use a car. They can use a knife. They can use a gun or a bomb. They can use acid. There's a lot of different things that a demented individual can do. And so today we're going to be taking a look at this attack on the newsroom that happened yesterday in Maryland. And we're also going to take a look at some footage that has surfaced about the Las Vegas shooting. Still the largest shooting that we've had in this country. And as people are talking about the fact that it only took the police 60 seconds to get there, now I've seen it change up to 90 seconds, 60 to 90, 60 to 90. Well, whether it's 60 seconds or 90 seconds, it's very fast for the police to get there. Nearly impossible to get to most locations that quickly. However, and they're to be congratulated to go there and to try to stop this. The guy, I think, had stopped at that point, was hiding under a desk. Nevertheless, if you are there, as these people were saying, the most frightening thing is to hear and see other people be shot. Then as you're hiding, hearing the guy reloading, you know, you can shoot, reload, shoot, reload, shoot, reload, shoot, reload many, many times in 60 seconds. 60 seconds is an eternity if you are unarmed and waiting for the police. It's very fast for the police to get there. Now, what happened in Las Vegas? Well, we now see footage that puts the situation in Parkland where we had the one officer standing down and not going in. It really puts that to shame. You have a couple of police officers, one of them a rookie, waiting, going up to the elevator. They were told that the shooting was going on. They get in the elevator. They are told that it's the 32nd floor. They go to the 31st floor, get out a floor early, and they can hear the shooting going on right above their head. And as the guy said, we just froze. They did nothing for 5 minutes. 5 minutes. They did nothing. And so when we look at this, that's not to even to second guess people who stand down and do nothing, even though they are trained as law enforcement, even though they are supposed to be able to do that. I understand. You know, even when somebody is trained, even when they have a new uniform, we still call them heroes when they put their lives at risk to save other people. That's why everybody needs to be able to have a gun. That's why teachers need to be able to have a gun. If somebody is coming after you, it's not a decision. You know, people might hesitate like these officers do because they're afraid to go in and risk their life. Guess what? When somebody is shooting at you, now you're backed into a corner. And you need to have the ability to protect yourself. And you will if you have a gun and the training to do that. You will protect yourself. We see this with animals. You corner an animal that's not typically aggressive, and you start threatening it, it'll fight back. People will as well. But they're not typically going to go in and risk their lives to save other people. You need to understand that. And even if they do, and even if they're fast, even if they can get there in 60 seconds, a lot of people are going to be shot or hurt or run over or blown up or stabbed. We'll be right back. We're going to take a look at that. We have Matt Bracken joining us today. We're going to take a look at the millennial socialist who wants to become president and make America Venezuela. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm David Knight.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply.
But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
It's the real news. Live from the Infowars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Friday, June 29, 2018. I'm David Knight. We're going to take a look at the aftermath of the shooting yesterday at the Capitol Gazette in Maryland. Had five people killed, many others wounded. We're going to take a look at the aftermath of this, the individual who did it, but we're also going to take a look because you know that they're not only going to come after President Trump. We've got all these people in media saying he's got blood on his hands, it's his fault. Anybody who ever said anything negative about journalists, they're to blame for this. And it's not going to be long before they blame the gun again. And we had the police show up very quickly, very, very quickly. Estimates are, everybody was saying 60 seconds. Now some are saying 60 to 90 seconds. Either way, that's incredibly fast, but not fast enough. How many times, as I said at the top of the hour, can somebody shoot and reload in that amount of time? And it is an eternity if you're unarmed and there's somebody with a gun shooting and reloading for 60 seconds, 60 seconds. And so we have this individual, 38-year-old. He's somebody who in the past had sued the paper. And it was over an article that they did talking about his conviction for stalking an individual. He didn't like that article, so he sued them. And at the time, the editor said, I thought this guy was capable of violence. I warned people about that and so forth. And now he appears to have done that. There were multiple warnings, including warnings to the police. So when we start talking about the response time, let's keep that in mind as well. But I want to take a look at something. You don't have any footage for this shooting, but the largest shooting that we've had remains the one in Las Vegas. 58 people killed, and I don't know what the total count of people who were wounded were. It's in the hundreds. And new footage has come out, and I think we need to look at this when we talk about police response and when we talk about the idea that individuals should not have guns. Because we just have a initiative in Portland. I'm going to get to that in just a moment. We got a bunch of pastors in Portland, Oregon, liberal Portland, Oregon, put together an initiative, put it on the ballot to get rid of large capacity magazines and assault weapons. And the court there said, you got to define what an assault weapon is, and you got to define what a large magazine is. Why don't they just put it in there, ban all guns? Because that's really what they're coming after. We know that. They won't say that. They won't allow anything to be done to secure the safety of children in schools that's effective. They don't want to do anything to control entrance areas or put bulletproof glass, any kind of safety, external things like that. But the most important thing, of course, is to have armed individuals carrying concealed that have been vetted and trained by the police. And they don't want that to happen because they want to leave the children in danger. So they can push their agenda of banning guns, just like they want to leave the kids at the border endangered. And they want to encourage people to cross the border, even though crossing the border might kill them. We've had a lot of people rescued by the Border Patrol, by ICE, because, even though they are being demonized by the Democrats, who are you going to call when you're stranded in the desert, 108 degree, and you're dying of thirst? You got kids, you got pregnant women, nearly drowning as they're trying to cross the Rio Grande and so forth. They call the Border Patrol to help them. The people that the Democrats hate so much. And the people are being encouraged by the Democrats to come across and make that dangerous journey to endanger their children. And the Democrats are the ones who are endangering them and keeping them in danger because they've got another agenda, and that is open borders. But let's take a look at this new body camera footage that comes out from the Vegas police. Free Thought Project covered this, and they were correct to point out that as we continue to see this trickle of information coming out of the police department over a very long period of time, that's October the 1st, we're almost in July now. So, you know, 10 months or so that we've been going on through this. And we've seen a lot of lies and cover up from the Las Vegas Police Department. When they do release footage, they deliberately release it without any timestamps to try to confuse what's going on with this. But in this particular case, you don't need timestamps to see what happened with this. And as they point out, what we see with this is that the firing began at 10:05 and did not stop until 10:14. So 9 minutes, the firing went on. Now, there were officers, we now learned, that were inside the hotel. And we've seen some of the footage of these officers. The new video, reports Free Thought Project, puts Officer Cordell Hendricks on location and only one floor below where the shooting was taking place. If it was Paddock, if it was him by himself or other people, whatever was happening, they were one floor below where this was happening. Hendricks and his rookie partner are seen on camera walking down the hall of the 31st floor, even though the shooting is coming from the 32nd floor. And he says, "Holy F," he said, when he hears the sound of gunshots above him. He could have run to the stairs. He could have gone up a single floor, could have engaged the shooter, could have saved countless lives. Instead, they called everyone back and they cowered in fear. Now, when we go back and we look at the situation that's happening in California, where they're saying we need to change this, the standard that we have for police officers. And we need to say that they can't shoot somebody only if they are in fear. We have to say that there has to be a reasonable threat to their lives. Something to that effect. There has to be an actual threat to their lives. And as I was talking about that, I said, we have to look for people, and it's never going to be 100%. I mean, we have this situation. People will freeze when they go to battle for the first time. You never know how you're going to react. It's kind of like an astronaut. You never know if you're going to throw up. Until you actually, incapacitated with motion sickness until you actually take the flight. And so nobody really knows how they're going to react in a situation like that, especially if it involves you going in and putting your life at risk to save somebody else. As I said before, that's why we call them heroes. Anybody that does that, whether they've got a uniform or not, they're a hero. If you put your life at risk to save somebody else. But even if you are trained, you never know if these people are going to be fearful. And that can cause them to take life, or it can cause them to stand down and not do anything. And I think part of the training needs to reflect that. I don't know how how you do that, but certainly you can train people not to have a shoot-first curriculum. That's not my words. That's the words of a veteran police instructor in the state of Nevada as they changed their curriculum there. He said, this is a shoot-first curriculum. I'm not going to teach that. I've never done that. It doesn't have to be done that way. But when we take a look at this, you see the first 30 seconds of this has no audio, as I point out. But about 22 seconds in, you can see them walking out of the security office onto the casino floor. They're accompanied by three armed guards. You can hear audio cutting in and saying, active shooter. For about 2 minutes, they walk past slot machines and casino patrons. And the police radio transmissions are describing what's going on in the festival grounds. Not until somebody broadcasts over the police radio that shots are coming from that hotel, from Mandalay Bay, where they are, do they begin running. It's like, okay, fine, that's reasonable so far, you would expect. So then they go to the elevator, and next thing you see inside the elevator, they're talking about the 32nd floor. They know that it's the 32nd floor. That's where the shooting is, the shooter is, or shooters. But they get out on the 31st floor with armed guards and with their pistols drawn. So they get out one floor early, even though they know it's a 32nd floor, they get out on the 31st floor. And that brings us to this video. Let's pick up this video of where they are on the 32nd floor.
31.
Okay. Yep, we're on 31, he says. All right, they're walking down the 31st floor, even though the shooter is on the 32nd floor, and they know that. And we're going to pick that up on the other side of the break, and you're going to see what happens on the 31st floor. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. So just telling you, in the last segment, we've had footage, new footage, come out finally from the Las Vegas police, and this is very damning footage, showing two officers and some security guards going to the 31st floor when they know the shooting is coming from a hotel room on the 32nd floor. And as we were playing this, before we had to go to break, we showed them saying, 31st floor, 31st floor. They'd been saying it was the 32nd floor. Then they get out and we stopped it as they're walking down the 31st floor, the floor under the shooting, where the shooting is going on, with their guns drawn and pointed. And let's resume with that footage, because you're going to hear what they have to say.
One floor above you.
Not this floor.
Just be advised, it is automatic fire. Fully automatic fire from an elevated position. Take cover.
Multiple W2. Leg, femoral artery, and the medical check. At the medical check, 4A. Also, guy, myself, I'm free. A flashing coming up from about a third of the way up. Center, column, and the back.
They're just standing there.
Control, we need all units now coming northbound on Las Vegas, Malamoya. Las Vegas Boulevard, because he's shooting this way. It's a horrible cover spot.
Okay, all units.
Ten break. No unnecessary.
We need to
contact on the radio, please. We know where it's at. The 32nd floor, room 135. Everyone else off the radio. I'm with Metro right now.
We know where he is. He's on the 32nd floor. These guys are on the 31st floor.
And they're standing.
East of the boulevard. Control,
one
six. Control, one 166.
They even told him which room number. Room 135.
Gunshot to the leg.
All right. So it goes on for quite some time. We're not going to play 5 minutes of them standing in the hallway as people are dying upstairs. But that's essentially what's happening. And the officer said in his report, and here we are in July. We're nearly July 1st. This is June 29th. This happened back on October the 1st. And now this is finally coming out. He says, I know I hesitated. I remember being terrified with fear. I don't blame him for that. And I think that I froze right there in the middle of the hall. For how long, I can't say. Well, he wasn't the only one. They were all there. It was a group of them. And as Free Thought Project points out, while they cowered in fear, and you heard this coming over the radio very loud and clear, he's on the 32nd floor, room 135. They're on the 31st floor. They did not budge. You saw them standing there as that announcement came over. Another guy says, we're taking gunfire. This is an officer on the ground with a crowd. It's going right over our heads. We're pinned down here with a bunch of civilians. They stand on the 31st floor, a floor underneath where the shooting is going on. Another officer coming over the police radio a little bit later. We can't worry about victims. We need to stop the shooter before we have more victims. Does anybody have eyes on the shooter? They're standing one floor under the shooter as it's going on. Knowing exactly where he is, they choose not to respond and they walk off. The rookie trainee with Hendricks says, where are you going, sir? He replies with an inaudible response, and then the two of them walk off. And so we now know the Las Vegas police could have engaged the shooter or shooters before the shooting stopped. Lives could have been saved, but instead they waited in the hallway below. Now, again, we call people who risk their lives to save other people heroes. The reason we demand our right to arm ourselves is because when your life is at stake, you're not a hero for defending your own life, but you need to have the means to defend your own life. And that means that if you got to call the police, whether it is 60 seconds or whether it is 6 minutes, like in this case, that's too long. 60 seconds is too long. If you got a guy there with a gun and he's shooting and reloading and shooting and reloading, it's too long. It's too long for five people who died. It's too long for other people. And we had law officers who tell us the same thing. We had Sheriff David Clark encourage people. When he was sheriff, he said, look, get a gun, learn how to use it so that you're comfortable with it. He said, we'll get there as fast as we can. But until we get there, you're on your own. And that's an eternity. 60 seconds is very fast response from the police for this shooting at the newspaper office. But it's an eternity if you're the one there in the fish barrel being shot at. But no, we're going to ban the guns and we're going to blame President Trump for this. It's President Trump's fault, according to mainstream media. Breitbart collected a bunch of comments from different people. And just to put this in perspective, again, this guy who did the shooting yesterday, back in 2011, he was convicted of criminally harassing a woman that he was romantically involved with or interested in. I don't know if there was any involvement on her part. There was a columnist there, Eric Hartley, who wrote a story about the conviction. I mean, this was not even an allegation at that point. They couldn't even blame him for his conviction. This was after the conviction. You know, sometimes you can, you don't use the word alleged. That can, people can rightfully sue you if you don't retract that. Because you might be pushing the public to think that you're guilty when you're not. But this is not even the alleged harassment or whatever. This is after a conviction. So Eric Hartley, who was working there, wrote a story about him. He was not working there yesterday. And so this guy who shot and killed several people at the newspaper was very angry with him and the newspaper. He eventually sued them. He set up a website dedicated to discrediting this writer who reported on his conviction. And the editor there, Tom Marquardt, I think is the way he pronounced his name, said he waged a one-person attack on anything he could muster in court against the paper. He said, I said during that time, this guy is crazy enough to come in and blow us all away. And now he has done that. And there were signs, apparently warnings to police for years about Ramos, the shooter. So when we talk about a 60 second response time, let's understand that they were warned about him for quite some time. Now, I understand we have due process and so forth, and it's a complicated thing. That's all the more reason why you need to have the ability to protect yourself. Just yesterday, we talked about the story of the pedophile who flew all the way to New Zealand to abduct a young girl. He stopped at the Walmart after he flew from New Zealand into Virginia, and on his way to the house, he bought duct tape. He had a knife on him and so forth. He tried to break into the house in the basement. The mom got the kids together. Then he goes to the front door. He breaks out the glass. He's trying to reach in and open up the door. And the mom has, by that time, gotten her .22 rifle, a pistol, and said, get away or I'm going to shoot you. And she was able to protect the family. And the sheriff there said, this lady was the victim, not this guy. But she had to do it. There were no police there to protect her, and they wouldn't have been there until it was too late. We'll be right back.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau d'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning. The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Information. It's your host, live and uncensored, David Knight.
This is what happens when Donald Trump calls journalists the enemy of the people. Blood is on your hands, Mr. President. Save your thoughts and prayers for your empty soul. Not my words. The words of Reuters editor John Cox. Oh, yes, Reuters and AP, they are real news. You can trust them. They're not biased, are they? Who wants to blame President Trump for the shooting at the newspaper? Now, he has since deleted and apologized for that tweet, but folks, that was what he really thinks. He understood that he was going to have to apologize for that, but this is a bit more than a Freudian slip. This was an outright attack on the president, and he's not the only one. And these other people, as far as I know, have not apologized or deleted the tweets. We have Mike Williams of Yahoo accusing President Trump and Melania of being complicit in the shooting. See, they're going to come after the guns, and as I just showed you, the delays that we saw in Las Vegas, the fact that you have to have your right to defend yourself protected. That's what the Second Amendment does. We're going to keep the Second Amendment. We're not going to keep these Democrats And we're not going to be listening to Reuters or AP or the rest of these people who spin the news. We are going to, and here's some more examples of this. Okay, so the Yahoo individual called them complicit, both the president and the first lady. We have Jared Yates Sexton, who works for Salon. He conflated the long history of this guy who's been attacking the newspaper that simply reported on his conviction. Didn't even talk about this before it became a conviction. This guy stalking some lady that he wanted to have a romantic relationship with. He got convicted of it. And so he set up a website for this. He sued them unsuccessfully and so forth. They said, we think that he's going to come in and kill everybody. That's what the editor there said. But these other people who are working for these other publications like AP, like Yahoo, like Salon, Salon goes back and finds a tweet that he had that referenced President Trump's lawsuit against Univision. And all he did was just retweet that. He didn't comment on that. But the guy at Salon says, see, he's a Trump supporter. And so that means that President Trump is guilty of what this guy does, if the guy is a Trump supporter. But of course, he's not registered as a voter, Republican or Democrat. Oh, but it's Trump's fault. As we look at this, we got Judd Legum, an editor with Think Progress, says, yes, he does appear to be a Trump supporter. I just told you he's not registered even as a Republican or a Democrat either way. And you have party registration in Maryland. Another Think Progress person, Aaron Rupar, also blamed Trump. Then you have Vincent Frank, a sports writer on ESPN. Oh, of course, ESPN. I mean, they just do sports, right? They don't have any political bias at ESPN. no, just pretty much everybody that's there, right? He said that it is Trump's dangerous rhetoric that led to the shooting at the Maryland newspaper. And I could go on and on and on. There's an article in Breitbart that collects all these crazy statements by the left-wing press. And one of the reasons that we see the people pushing back, I think it was 78% or 72%. It was an article I had yesterday. But it's about three quarters of the people say they believe that mainstream media is biased. And my response to that is, what's wrong with the other quarter of the people? You don't see the bias there? As I've said over and over again, for people to say that they're not biased, and of course the publications when I was growing up that everybody said they're not biased, were publications like Time, which is, you just saw the cover that they did, the way they photoshopped that cover with that poster child, who, by the way, was abducted from the home without the father's permission. The mother took that two-year-old across the border, paid $6,000 to human traffickers. The father said that was reckless. I wouldn't do that. It would risk my life, risk the life of his daughter. The two-year-old child was never separated from the mother. And yet that became the poster child for this false narrative from the news media. So what's wrong with the quarter of the people who don't think that the news is fake? When you have objective sources like Time and Newsweek, and I've shown before the Time and Newsweek covers from the late 1970s saying that we were going to be out of oil and gas within the next 10 years. So by the mid-1980s, there was going to be no oil available for Americans. That was it. So we had to do something else. And now the planet is melting. That's the other new lie that they're all putting out there. But folks, even the stories that you choose to report, even if you don't lie about it like Time and Newsweek did and like they continue to do, the very stories that you choose to report are going to reflect your personal opinion, your personal bias. So if you tell people that you don't have one like Reuters does, you're lying to them. You're lying to yourself. Everybody has a personal bias. This is why I give you the news and I tell you what I think about it. And if you don't agree with me, fine. I'll tell you why I think, I'll tell you what I think. I'll be up front with you. Here's what they say. Here's the way I see this. That's what we do here. That's being honest. I would rather have an opinion journal where people are up front about their opinion than somebody says, we don't have an opinion. We don't have a bias. Baloney. So CNN is now falling below the Food Network. And the ratings that came out last week. And another Pew poll says the majority of Americans think that social media sites are censoring political views. You think? People are waking up. It's slowly happening, but people are waking up. Heavy censorship. I've seen shadow banning of the only two things that I'm involved with are YouTube and Twitter, and they are shadow banning me left and right. Believe me, I see it, YouTube. I see it, Twitter. I know exactly what you're doing. I see you deleting my tweets on Twitter. From the standpoint, I look at a third-party site, which looks at, gives you stats and says, you know, this is the number of people following you. These are the number of tweets that you've done this many tweets on average over a certain period of time or whatever. And these people, this number of people follow you or whatever. And I see them removing tweets. I'm not deleting tweets. One day they deleted 20 tweets of mine. I don't know which ones they did because I've got thousands. I don't delete tweets when I put them up there. You know, Matt Drudge, when he tweets, he'll put stuff up and then he'll delete it right away. So he doesn't leave his stuff there, for a long period of time. I just put my stuff up and I leave it. So when I see 20 tweets going one day, 5 going another, 10 going another, I know they're shadow banning me. And I can see it in the engagement stats, the other engagement stats from third parties. And when I get a message from YouTube, and of course my Twitter account, if you want to follow me and if you want to look at my stuff. As a matter of fact, one day I told the guys here, I said, I responded to something some major media figure did. I forget who it was. It wasn't Jake Tapper because Jake's banned me now. I've been blocked by Jake Tapper. But I don't usually do things. I'm not usually that rough on people. And I wasn't that rough with Jake. He's just got thin skin. But it was somebody else, and I made a comment about it. And it disappeared. I told the staff, I said, print that for me. They said, we can't find it. I said, yeah, it's right here. And I looked. I said, I don't see it either. They had to go into, log in as me, and go into my tweets, and only I could see that tweet. And so then at that point, I pinned it to the top of my Twitter account. Let's see you hide that. but anyway, so I see that, and then I see what YouTube did to, again, the Twitter channel is Libertarian. Also, our YouTube channel, Real News with David Knight, we got this strange thing from them one day. We had not monetized the channel. And they said, after manually reviewing this video, we decide it's not eligible for monetization. And so I thought, that's kind of weird because we're not monetized, are we? So I said, no, we're not. So he monetized it. And for about 2 or 3 days, things were monetized. But now pretty much every video that I put up, not monetized and so forth. They have noticed us. So we know that that is happening. Now we come back. We're going to talk about violence in other societies. What's going on in Mexico? What's going on in China? You know, we got a bulletproof car production hitting record highs in Mexico, but that's nothing compared to Brazil. And then we're going to talk about how the new millennial socialist wants to make America Venezuela. And she is well on her way if she gets elected and if she gets her policies put through. We'll be right back.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun Vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
One of the most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our immune support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee bean. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. We had some very interesting developments in the EU. We had a deadline that was coming up for Angela Merkel. It took her months after the election. I think it was almost like 6 months for her to put together a ruling coalition, and that coalition was going to come apart on July 1st. Hard deadline coming up on Sunday. Well, guess what? Last night at the 11th hour, it looks like maybe they came up with something that may be palatable to these people to keep this coalition in line. We'll tell you what that is. And yet, well, we'll get to that in just a moment. I want to finish up with what's going on in other parts of the world. I think we're going to go to the European Union thing first. Yeah, that's very important as we go to that. So we're going to put the bulletproof car production records in Mexico. And, of course, their election is on Sunday. Over 130 politicians have been killed, well over 300 attacked in Mexico. It is a failed state in every regard. I had a retired Border Patrol agent that I interviewed a couple of days ago. They have an association of retired Border Patrol agents. He was here talking about what really needs to be done. And, of course, when they talk about what's happening in Mexico, you'll see the stories coming from Reuters and AP saying, oh, it looks like 25,000 people have been killed in Mexico. No. It's more like 60,000, according to the retired Border Patrol agent who knows. Frequently, you'll usually see something in the 30s. They're just, the number's all over the place. But it is more people than are killed anywhere in the world in any conflict except for Syria. More than Afghanistan, more than Iraq. And quite frankly, if the numbers are honest, it might be more even than in Syria, even though they've got bombs being dropped by planes. This is all happening at a retail homicide level. Mano a mano, guns, machetes, knives, hangings, that type of thing. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the specials that we have at InfoWarsStore.com. We have our entire Super Blue line, all of our dental products, two flavors of toothpaste, a mouthwash, as well as hand and oral washes. Super Blue has no fluoride in it. It does have the good halogen iodine, but most importantly, it has nano silver. Nano silver fights virus as well as bacteria. Bacteria causes gum disease, leads to tooth loss, as well as even to heart disease. A great product, great tasting, leave your mouth very fresh tasting. All the Super Blue line of dental products, 50% off. We have all of our AlexaPure products, both the air filter and the water filters, gravity feed water filters, are all 25% off. And our newest product, Extendawise, is now 35% off. And that is a powerful heart-healthy formula, triple-action heart support supplement that you can find. It's 35% off. Read about it at InfoWarsStore.com. We really do appreciate your support. All right, let's talk about what's going on in the EU, the desperation that's there. Let's get video number one, Julian. I wasn't planning on going this early, but I do want to get this out in the first hour here. We have, as Angela Merkel, as I pointed out, had this deadline coming up on July 1st. She had the coalition that she put together with one of the parties there in Bavaria, very strong in Bavaria, that said, we've had it with your open border policy, and we're going to do something about it. And if you can't get the EU to do something about it, we'll do something about it unilaterally. Oh, no. We can't do it unilaterally. We cannot protect Germany. We have to let the EU do it. And so his name is Horst Seehofer. He had threatened to turn away any asylum claimants that were already registered in another EU country unless Merkel came up with a solution by July the 1st. And they've been fighting about this for quite some time. As a matter of fact, you got that video clip number one ready? Let's play that. This is a back and forth between a minister from Hungary and a BBC Open Borders reporter running through the usual litany. Listen to this back and forth. He's not having any of it.
And I don't think it's fair that you are unbalanced. You are one-sided. You look only at the opinion of those ones who are frustrated because they lost elections. They wanted to fire that government.
Okay,
and
let's
that government won. Sorry, that government won the third consecutive election with a constitutional majority. Why
now,
don't we
BBC
respect
reporter,
the decision
BBC,
of the
BBC
people?
Is not
the problem
biased.
With the EU is it believes in tolerance, diversity, and human rights.
But is it your
and
problem
you are
or what?
Rejecting them all.
But
so
why
maybe
the problem is we're better than you.
Why do you insert a country of
tolerance,
10 million people.
Diversity and human rights.
Yeah.
Because of the laws you're now introducing.
But
they're not my laws. They're the laws of your government.
But they are not against European values. They are not against European values. I understand that the liberal mainstream doesn't like our laws. But we have nothing to do with them in this regard because it is the Hungarian voters whose expectations we have to fulfill.
Viktor Orban has won re-election, much to the consternation of the European globalists like that BBC reporter. He has made it very clear that he knows exactly what is being done. He said this is an open border policy. It's being pushed by George Soros. They have thrown Soros's NGO out of Hungary. That's one of the things that the BBC was so upset about. You pushed out this NGO. It's like, yeah, they're trying to overthrow our country. They're trying to replace our people. And, of course, it's not just the EU. It's the United Nations. They've openly talked about this for the last 18 years. Oh, we've got to replace the population because you're all dying off for some reason. Gee, we can't understand why. Can't be anything in the food, the water. It can't be the social agendas we're pushing onto your children where they don't want to get married even, let alone have kids. It can't be any of that. But nevertheless, you guys are all dying off, so we got to bring in people from the third world to pay for your retirement. Yeah, that'll do it. And so he's not having any of that, Viktor Orban is, and this guy is saying, we're not against any of those values that you just listened to. We're just going to protect our country. We're going to act unilaterally if we need to, but Merkel did not want to do that. So they met together in an emergency meeting here. So they have decided last night, they're going to have secure centers for migrants that will be set up in EU states. Would this be like border detention stuff? Would this be like putting them in cages or something? Now, they're going to be behind fences, so you can call that a cage if you want, but it's going to be basically the same policies that President Trump was doing. This is what the EU is going to do in order to try to save Angela Merkel. They're going to put people there to process their asylum claims. These are not even people that they catch jumping the border. See, we have a process where people can make asylum claims. They're not separated from their children if they make an asylum claim. If they try to do this legally, there's no action taken like that. But you break the law, You get separated from your children as you're being processed. But nevertheless, the EU is now going to do what President Trump did. Are we going to see any criticism of that in the press? The control centers would be set up by EU states on a voluntary basis, and migrants whose claims were rejected would be returned. They're going to deport them. Ooh. They said, as reporting on this, the BBC, a few things stand out. But the big one is the approval of the concept of closed, secure processing facilities. That would mean that there's some kind of a cage, if you want to call it a cage. There's going to be fences if it's secure. For migrants arriving in the EU, some say this will make it easier to send back people whose claims for asylum are rejected. Others are already describing them as prisons. There you go. Bingo. Didn't take too long, right? And they said, this paragraph is full of caveats, commas, and subclauses. All the hallmarks of something that was drafted in the middle of the night to try to save Angela Merkel and the EU. And as Theresa May is hopefully trying to work through Brexit, a new issue has come up, because Brexit is essentially, in the words of Theresa May, you are putting lives at risk over Brexit. What they're saying is, if you leave, we're not going to share any information with you about individuals who are criminals. So that's one of the big problems with all the stuff. People come in, you don't know who they are. You don't know what their criminal background is, or if they've got one. And so one of the things that they could do is they could share information. If they've committed a crime in France, for example, Macron could share that information with Britain, but they say, oh, if you get out of the EU, we're going to punish you, and we're not going to share that information. And she's saying, well, you're putting us at risk. The EU says, as a third country, so now they're going to try to relegate the UK to third world status while they bring the third world in to flood Europe. As a third country, says the EU, the UK cannot have the same access to information sharing from Interpol or a lot of these other things. They're gone way beyond Interpol. They've got DNA profiles. They've got something called the second generation Schengen information system, the European criminal records information system, so forth. They're going to shut them off for that. And they're not going to get this information from the British either. So they're going to be putting Europeans' lives at risk if there's criminals that are in Britain that Britain knows about. They don't want that information shared. So when we look at all of this, one more piece of information, it all falls into place. And that is the European Intervention Initiative, a new European military force. As of June 21st, just this week, beginning of this week, the defense chiefs from 9 European countries, EU countries, signed off on the creation of a new force called the European Intervention Initiative, spearheaded by none other than Macron, President of France. So just hold these two pieces of information in your mind. First of all, no information sharing about criminals or terrorists, because we're not interested in protecting citizens of Europe or citizens of the UK. But they will create a standing army for the European Union. And remember, during leave, this was all dismissed as a conspiracy theory. There's not going to be any European Union army. We'll be right back.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email. So there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging war on corruption. It's David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to do some news here at the top of the hour. I got some more to say about the EU, about the UK. Seymour Hersh has now joined in the questioning of the absurd narrative about the Salisbury chemical weapons attack against Sergei Skripal and his daughter. Of course, we'll get into that in just a moment. But at the top of the hour here, I want to take a look at some other news. We have wildfires that got out of control. They got wild. Actually, they weren't truly wildfires. They were set by the government. They were controlled burns that then turned into wildfires in Florida's panhandle. They were deliberately set by the authorities there as part of a controlled burn. It got out of control and has now destroyed 36 homes in the panhandle of Florida. When I look at this, how many times are we going to see our government do this, and will anybody be punished with this? You know, we have the Hammonds in Oregon, that farming family, accused of terrorism by the Obama administration and put into jail. That's why that whole thing happened in Oregon with some of the people that were involved with the Bundy standoff there. They went up there because of the outrageous attacks against that family. And those were controlled burns that were headed towards their house. They did a back burn there. At the most, there was maybe 1 acre of prairie land with just weeds on it that was burned. And because of that, you've got individuals in prison, still in prison. A farmer who's very old, his son in prison. That's what they went there to protect. But the government can do that all the time, and it's not any problem. When I went up there to report on the aftermath of Lavoie Finicum being murdered by the FBI and subsequent cover-up of that, I talked to people in the town where he was headed. They had been up at that refuge. Again, it's a bird-watching refuge. And they'd camped out up there during the middle of the winter when there are no birds and there are no other people going there to watch the birds who aren't there during the middle of the winter. But they were doing something very dangerous, and it was building in momentum. They were going around to the neighboring areas, talking to them about the injustice of what happened to the Hammonds and what was happening as a matter of policy across the country, things that were being done to ranchers, to loggers, to miners. And they were on their way, when they killed Lavoie Finicum, they were on their way to a meeting that was being held in a town with the blessing of the sheriff there. As a matter of fact, the sheriff was going to be talking there. That's why he had to be stopped. He had to be killed by the government. They didn't want that information to get out. And so the government can set a wildfire, but if you try to set a backburn fire to stop it from destroying your property, your home, they'll send you to jail for terrorism. But they can set a controlled burn that turns into a wildfire that kills 36 people in the panhandle of Florida. Nobody's going to be responsible for that. And when I went to that town and talked to some of the people there, I talked to a logger who had worked his entire life, was about ready to retire. He had been working as a lumberjack. He had saved his money. He had his own private acreage. And as the government was taking people away, saying you can't have logging rights on public lands anymore. I knew this story for decades. My uncle was a forestry professor at the University of Missouri, and he said, they're stopping people from taking the deadwood out. That means that the fuel is going to accumulate on the ground. Exactly what this logger told me. He said, the fuel that is here, he says, it's like you're pouring gasoline, all leaving all of this deadwood on the ground in the forest, not allowing anybody to take it out and put it into productive use. They turned this place into a tinderbox, and we have seen it in the Smoky Mountains. I've seen it in Oregon. And it spills out even of the areas that the BLM, the Bureau of Land Management, mismanages. It spills out of there and destroys private land. It destroyed what he had set aside for his retirement. His private land, his private forests were destroyed in the same way these 36 homes in the Florida Panhandle were destroyed by a feral, out-of-control government.
You know, if I tried to sit here and tell you about the 60-plus products we have at InfoWars Life, it'd take hours. Myco ZX Plus now has a lower price. It's stronger. It's the other equation in probiotics. It knocks out the yeast, the mold, the candida. It's back in stock. The Real Red Pill, it's been sold out for months. It's got the preglinone. That's the precursor to all the natural hormones in your body. Then it's got all the minerals and the vitamins, the amino acids, so you can upload it. And our latest product that goes great with the Super Blue Colloidal Silver and Iodine Fortified Toothpaste is Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. That's a spray you do. You can also swallow it. It's a supplement with iodine, super high-quality silver, and a lot more. Without you, we couldn't do it. So thank you all for remembering InfoWarsStore.com and remembering that it's not just you that's already awake, but it's other people that aren't awake, and it's so essential to spread the word. Again, thank you so much for being part of the Second American Revolution. It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. Joining me in the next segment will be Matt Bracken. We're going to talk about some of this Game of Thrones that happened yesterday. It was some hot clips going back and forth between the House Intelligence Committee talking to Rod Rosenstein, as well as to FBI Director Christopher Wray. I've got a few clips of that we're going to be doing. Get video clip number two ready. We'll go into that. But real quickly, I was talking in the last hour about what's happening in the EU, the fact that they've hobbled together something that was obviously, according to the BBC, written in the middle of the night. So this is Scott. You can tell this thing was hastily written. And they're trying to put something together. They're going to set up prisons, is what the people who don't like it. They're going to set up secure facilities to vet the people coming into Europe to assess their asylum claims and then to deport them if necessary. That's what they're saying. They're saying that to save the political hide of Angela Merkel, because her coalition was going to fall apart Sunday if something didn't get done. And so they've hobbled that together. But at the same time, they're pushing back against Brexit, telling Theresa May that they're going to cut off the UK from any information sharing about terrorists or criminals. And of course, that cutoff will go two ways. The Europeans won't know about anybody that the UK knows about. And as they do that, earlier in the week, they put together a new military force in Europe. So they don't care about crime. They're not interested in bad people. They're interested in interesting people. And when you got interesting people, you need to have a standing army to keep them under control. That's really what's going on there. Which brings us to this. You had Seymour Hersh, the guy who exposed war crimes in Vietnam, the My Lai investigation and so forth. And he's been an investigative reporter breaking a lot of news. And he was on the BBC and he called BS on this stupid narrative that I've spoken about so many times that Russia did a nerve gas attack against some double or triple agent, who, by the way, was also involved with the Fusion GPS people, Christopher Steele. And interesting how it's such a small little community there. And that small little community extends from London to Langley. But of course, that's another aspect of this. But just looking at the absurdity of it. And remember when this all began and you had reporters confronting Vladimir Putin, asking him in all earnestness, did you do this chemical weapons attack in London on this park bench? And he just looked at the reporter and he laughed and he said, if it was a chemical weapon, they'd all be dead now. We're talking about Novichok. It's 8 times more potent than our own VX nerve gas. And so speaking to BBC Radio 4, Seymour Hersh responded to a question about from the journalists. And this is being reported, of course, not by the BBC. It's being reported by RT. BBC is not going to tell you this. Asking whether journalists often bring their own baggage or their own views to a story before they found out what's going on. And he said, of course, there's bias all the time. So I said, if you don't realize you're biased, you're doing yourself and your audience a disfavor. And he said, Seymour Hersh said, there's bias all the time. He said, the UK is riddled with bias. And he said, your institutional bias is fueled by an instinctive dislike of Russia. He said, you saw that mess that you had back in March, the two Russians that were allegedly hit with nerve gas. He said, that's impossible. He said, if you kill them, you kill half the city with nerve gas. And he said, and oh, by the way, you're not interested in reporting on this anymore, are you? And of course, they're not interested in having Julian Assange say anything about that, because when Julian Assange started pointing that out, that was when the hammer came down. It was very important for Theresa May and Nikki Haley to push this lie, because they were recycling the stories about nerve gas attacks in Syria that had already been disproven twice before. So this is the third time they're putting out a, look, Assad gassed his own people story. They're already being exposed as liars twice on that. I mean, they only had to do the weapons of mass destruction lie in Iraq once to get away with it. They didn't get away with it the first 2 times. They're going to try it again. So they had to come up with a new spin this time. Look, the allies and the supporters of Assad, Russia, have done it even in Britain. And so it was an absolute lie. And they're pointing out that, and this is what RT says. It said, although London and other Western nations were quick to point the finger at the Kremlin. Now let's make it a little bit more specific. It was Theresa May and it was Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley who was pushing that lie. Now, last week they reported, here's the update. The British government is going to buy the home of Sergei Skripal, along with the home of a detective sergeant who also got sick during that. They're going to buy their homes. And again, when this sample was sent to one of only about a half dozen labs that are certified by the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, they did their test. They said it's got BZ gas. It's BZ gas. Oh, and there is a brand new virgin pristine sample of Novichok in there as well. And that was weeks after it had happened. So that was kind of code from the Swiss lab saying, we think that, you know, this is brand new. It's pristine. It's a virgin sample. What they're telling you is this was just added to this sample of BZ gas. BZ gas would have produced those types of symptoms. BZ gas is a class 2 chemical weapon. So whoever did that, by the way, BZ gas doesn't really work too well if you're going to blame the Russians, because they don't produce any of that. But let's talk about Nikki Haley, because she is now touring India, and she is praying at a Sikh temple. That is what her family is, a Sikh temple. And when I look at the lies that she told to try to push us into war with Syria, the lies that she told about this chemical gas attack in the UK, I can never forget what Nikki Haley did in terms of the lies that she told about our heritage. You know, we look at the Sikhs and there they are praying. You know, we've had a lot of Sikhs in the aftermath of 9/11. People were upset about radical Islamic terrorists, and they would mistake Sikhs who were wearing turbans for radical Islamic terrorists because they didn't understand the difference. They didn't know. You know, and that, quite frankly, folks, is the way that Nikki Haley views our culture and our history. She started her jihad against the Confederate flag, and then that wound up in all of the monuments being burned down. People on both sides attacking Grant as well as Lee and so forth, but then going out to every president, going all the way back to Christopher Columbus, all the socialists are grabbing that fire that was started by Nikki Haley, as ignorant of the American culture and history as, unfortunately, many Americans are of the Sikh culture and history. Maybe she should stay in Italy. I would like to see her stay in Italy. All right, let's play before we go to I've got a report coming up about D.B. Cooper later in the program. You're going to want to hear this. Some people say that they think they solved this, think that he was a CIA operative. think that the FBI is lying about it and covering up. Does the FBI ever lie and cover up anything? I mean, come on. You know, this is the FBI. They don't lie, right? The FIB. We had a very hot back and forth going on between Rod Rosenstein and Jim Jordan. Let me just give you a little bit of a taste of this. Let's play video clip number two.
It's Mr. Rosenstein. I think the House of Representatives is going to say something different.
I don't agree with you, Congressman. I don't believe that's what they're going to say. And if they do, they'll be mistaken.
I disagree, but I think in a few minutes, the House of Representatives is going to go on record saying you haven't complied with requests from a separate and equal branch of government, that you haven't complied with subpoenas, and you got 7 days to get your act together. I think that's what's going to happen in a few. And that's not Jim Jordan. I think that's a majority of the House of Representatives. In just a few minutes, I think that's going to happen. And I want to know why you won't give us what we've asked for.
Sir, I certainly hope that your colleagues are not under that impression. That is not accurate, sir. And
it is accurate. We have caught you hiding
Mr. Chairman, can we allow
Rosenstein?
The witness to answer? Mr. Chairman, point of order. We can go to Mr. Jordan's press conference and listen to him, but we came here to hear from the witness.
These are Democrats to the
trying to shut
Rosenstein,
down.
Rosenstein,
can we allow him to answer?
But it's actually Jim Jordan's time.
He will be permitted to answer when Mr. Jordan.
Why do we have them here?
We'll allow him additional time to answer.
Why are they not allowed to answer?
The gentleman is out of order. The gentleman from Ohio is recognized.
Mr. Rose, let me make this one point, then I'll let you answer.
Mr. Jordan,
let me make this one point.
Oh, and it goes on and on and on. We're going to play some more of that for you. And we got a lot of clips we're going to play later in the program. Joining us in the next segment, Matt Bracken. And, of course, it was Jim Jordan's time. He didn't have to let Rosenstein answer at all. When Rosenstein lies to him, he is also entitled to say something about it. But the Democrats wanted to talk over that.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia, you're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your product since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world?
It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the info warriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the info war. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to Infowars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the Infowars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at Infowars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
David Knight, and it's not just midnight in Moscow, it's midnight in the Moscow on the Potomac, the deep state. Of course, you got Christopher Wray in the hearings yesterday saying, "A deep state? I am not sure I know what that means." Well, we can define it for him. Just take a look in the mirror, Christopher Wray. You'll know what the deep state is. But it's not only, and he responded with that by talking about how many people he has working for him, as if that is some kind of rebuttal. No, it is deep. And it is also wide. Deep meaning it is hidden, and wide meaning it is pervasive, not only throughout government, but into our lives as well. We heard just before we went to the break, the fireworks going back and forth between Congressman Jim Jordan and Rod Rosenstein. Everybody was angry there. So I've got some amazing clips here from DeSantis, from Trey Gowdy, really goes after these guys. It was hot going back and forth. And Rod Rosenstein, that little Walter Mitty accountant guy, he was as hot under the collar as I've ever seen him. He saw a little bit of a taste of it right there. But joining us now is Matt Bracken. I want to get your take on this, Matt. I'm sure you saw these clips. We haven't played them yet for the audience. We're going to get to them later in the broadcast. But your takeaway from this hearing yesterday.
Well, I wish that it wasn't structured so that you can't go deep into anybody. It's almost, you know, structured to be sound bites that then the Democrats come back on and say, you know, don't listen to that last guy. Aren't you doing a great job at the FBI? How disgraceful that you're being, you know, discredited by these unpatriotic Republicans.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it would be better if the Republicans could, you know, question them for 15 minutes straight. Mm-hmm. I really respect some of the GOP guys that will actually give their time to one of the better questioners instead of, you know, using their time to showboat. Yeah. You know, the real key here is to understanding this is how did Rod Rosenstein get to be the acting, the deputy attorney general? That's the key to understanding this. You know, what hold is there on Sessions to force him to recuse himself? Some say that he's senile, that he's got like a fixation on immigration, which is good, and marijuana. And that he just
maybe marijuana would help his condition. I don't know.
it couldn't hurt, but no. the at the beginning of Trump's presidency, when Rosenstein wrote the letter asking that he fire Mueller or that he should fire Comey, who put Rosenstein's, you know, name up in the first place? This is very critical to understanding this. This is back when Trump didn't really know anybody, so he was taking advice from people that he shouldn't have taken advice from. Whoever suggested Rosenstein is in on this plot, this deep state coup conspiracy. And something I only learned today, Rod Rosenstein's wife makes him look like a deep state lightweight. His wife, whose name is Lisa Barsoomian, Barsoomian, she's a U.S. attorney. She has been, she went to Georgetown, law, which is, you know, a feeder for the CIA, basically.
Oh, yeah.
State Department, CIA. She has been representing the interests of the Clintons, the Obamas, Comey, Mueller, going back, you know, 20 years now. she is thought to be, you know, a CIA operative.
Oh, it's a good old
operative.
Boy club, isn't it? I mean, it's like Skull and Bones. You look at the way these people are hooked together. It's these interlocking directories of lawyers.
Yeah, and when you hear these people say deep state, what's that? I mean, that's like the mafia. That's like the mafia saying there's no such thing as the mafia. It's just an Italian American social club.
Yeah, know? Jimmy Icepick, he's just a good friend of mine. You know, what are you talking about?
There's no mafia and there's no deep state. Yeah, this reporter for the New York Times named Ali Watkins. She was writing for the Daily Beast a year ago before she got her scoops and got promoted. She was sleeping. She's in her 20s. She was sleeping with a 58-year-old man who was the head of the Senate Intel Committee's security. He was the big leaker to her, which gained her promotion. And she has a great article last year in the Daily Beast saying that the Intel pros all say there's no such thing as a deep state. And she was taking that from the guy she was sleeping with who was part of the deep state. I mean, it's all unbelievable. I wish
you know,
that
the
I
point
could
you're
ask
making
some
about
questions.
Rosenstein. Point you're making about Rosenstein is very important, and this was a point that was made by DeSantis. I've got a one-minute clip. Let's play that clip where DeSantis says, you should be recused, Rosenstein. Here's that clip from DeSantis yesterday.
Let me ask you this. You know, they talk about the Mueller investigation. It's really the Rosenstein investigation. You appointed Mueller. You're supervising Mueller. And it's supposedly about collusion between Trump's campaign in Russia and obstruction of justice. But you wrote the memo saying that Comey should be fired. And you signed the FISA extension for Carter Page. So my question is to you, seems like you should be recused from this more so than Jeff Sessions just because you were involved in making decisions affecting both prongs of this investigation. Why haven't you done that?
Congressman, I can assure you that if it were appropriate for me to recuse, I'd be more than happy to do so and let somebody else handle this, but it's my responsibility to do it, and all I can
well,
tell
how
you,
does
sir,
it, then how do you have obstruction of justice possibility for a president exercising his powers to fire an FBI director that you said should be fired? And, oh, by the way, the IG report makes it clear Jim Comey should have been fired. So why are we still doing this with the Mueller probe?
Sir, I am not commenting on what is under investigation by the Mueller probe, and to the best of my knowledge, neither is Mr. Mueller. I know there's a lot of speculation in the media about that, but that doesn't relieve me of my obligation not to discuss the subject matter of the investigation.
So I am so important, I can't respond to this. I'm not going to comment on what's under investigation by the Mueller investigation. And when DeSantis lays it out there, Matt, and says, you are involved in both prongs of this, with both the Russia side and the obstruction of justice, but where's the obstruction of justice in firing Comey? You're the one who fired him. So why aren't you recusing? Well, if it was appropriate for me to recuse myself, I would, and I'm not going to comment.
But to bring Rosenstein in as acting attorney general is just amazing because he goes back with Weissman, Mueller, and Comey for decades. It's like, you know, literally all from the Skull and Bones Club of the deep state. And I would also want to ask, even if I only had 5 minutes, you know what ties Weissman, Mueller, and Rosenstein together? They all approved the $145 million bribery Uranium One from Russia Atom, Russatom. Rosenstein was U.S. attorney from Maryland. He signed off on no problem here. Weissman was Obama's Treasury Department fraud section boss. He signed off on no problem here. And Mueller was the FBI director, and he signed off on no problem here. And I mean, they deny these international companies for the tiniest of reasons. And this $145 million mega bribery, this went right to the Clinton Foundation. And to give people an idea of what the Clinton Foundation does with that money, you know, they bought Chelsea a $13 million Manhattan condo. I mean, that's the kind of, you know, that's what you can do when you have a foundation like that. That $145 million pays for Gulfstream jets to fly your friends everywhere, stay in five-star resorts everywhere. I mean, this is, it might technically be part of their foundation, but it's funds that they have access to. Nobody's
asking.
Well,
you hit the nail right on the head, Matt. We got to take a quick break, but you hit the nail on the head because what we've got here are the lawyers for the mafia who say that there is no mafia. And they're running the paper shredders, and they're running the obstruction of justice, and they are running the quote-unquote investigation. DeSantis pointed it out. And, of course, we get no answer from Rodwell. Oh, gee, I would love to not be in this position, but I'm doing my duty. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken on David Knight.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Matt Bracken. Of course, Matt is no stranger to people who listen to this program at InfoWars. Matter of fact, he guest-hosted for me while I was on vacation, did a great job that day. And you can find his website as enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. And also on Twitter, you'll find Matt at MattBracken48. And again, that's B-R-A-C-K-E-N. That's the way he spells his last name. Matt Bracken48. You can also find him on my Twitter account. He tweeted out in response something that I put about the Supreme Court. So we're going to talk about that coming up, I think, in the next segment. Not this segment. We've got more to talk about with this investigation. But we do need to be talking about the role of the Supreme Court. So you can see him there on my Twitter account, Libertarian. I responded to Matt. We're going back and forth about what we think about the Supreme Court. We'll also tell you here on the broadcast. But let's get back to what's going on. Again, yesterday we had the hearing with the House Intelligence Committee talking to Rod Rosenstein, who it's really the Rosenstein investigation. It's not Mueller investigation, as DeSantis pointed out. He said, you fired Comey. You wrote the letter to fire Comey. So how are you still involved in this? And you're involved in the Russian side of this in terms of FISA warrants and so forth. So how come you haven't recused yourself? Well, if I could, I would. Believe me, but I can't talk to you about anything about this. Yeah, I'd have to kill you if I did that. I mean, this is the House Intelligence Committee, folks. When they say, like Strzok said the other day, national security, I can't tell you anything. These people are cleared to the highest security level because they're supposed to be providing oversight, but they won't respond to this. Now, in the last segment, Matt, you were talking about the wife of Rod Rosenstein and how connected she is, Georgetown lawyer, and how she's working hand in glove with all these people that we call the deep state that Christopher Wray pretends he doesn't know what that is. Well, let's just define that. This is the inner circle of elitists who are hiding things, are very partisan and so forth. They're the ones who are running this whole thing. But there's another wife that came up as well, reported by WND. We just had a development from a district judge, Reggie Walton. He ordered the Justice Department, because they're stonewalling everywhere, Matt, they ordered them to immediately hand over communication records of Nellie Orr, the wife of Department of Justice official Bruce Orr. Now, she worked for Fusion GPS. They were the ones who produced the dirty dossier, the nonsense there. This is Judicial Watch that had filed a couple of Freedom of Information lawsuits to get information from Bruce and Nellie Orr. And this judge is losing it in the same way that Jim Jordan and the House has lost it with Rod Rosenstein. And it's the same stuff. Listen to this, what he has to say. He says, I think this is a judge demanding that they hand over this stuff, just like you've got Congress demanding that the Department of Justice hand over the stuff. And they're not. They're stonewalling everybody. The judge, the congressman, everybody. Says, I think it's been almost since December when the initial request was made. More should have been done by now. And it seems to me if you've got somebody who's going to come into the office and so they say they're going to be a disruptor, that they should appreciate there's going to be a lot of FOIA requests. And therefore, you should gear up to deal with those requests. So I'm not real sympathetic to the position you got limited staff and you can't comply with these requests. Same stuff we're hearing from Rod Rosenstein. So he says, I keep getting from the government, from various agencies, says this judge, we can't do this, we can't do that, because we don't have the resources. Well, I'm not real sympathetic to that. FOIA is important. Open government is important. Government has to comply with FOIA in order to make an open government. That is District Judge Reggie Walton. Again, going to war with the Department of Justice, stonewalling on everything. Your comments, Matt.
Yeah, this is, Nellie Orr, if you look at her bio, she's described as sometimes as former CIA. That's, I think, former mafia. Yeah. She's a former CIA consultant or contract employee. So she's CIA. You're not out of the CIA. I mean, unless you're buried or have a canoe accident. That's the only way you're former CIA. Or you become a whistleblower, in which case you're discredited, slimed. But, This is all the deep state in action. I'm old enough to remember the Church Committee hearings. Right. And at that time, primarily the Democrats, but also the Republicans, they dug into the CIA and they put, shackles on it to try to tame that monster. But this time, the few people that are trying to expose this, it's really CIA, FBI, deep state. It's all the same fabric. It's all the same matrix. A really important concept, I think, that is a new thing since the 70s. In that time, there was one news media. It was monolithic. The three networks covered these things all day long, preempted the soap operas. And now you have competing narratives. So it's a question of a new form of warfare where you have like Fox News, InfoWars, talk radio on one track communicating with their people. And then you have, the mainstream media networks, New York Times, Washington Post, completely giving an alternate version of reality to their people in through their communications channels. And it had been before it had just been, Walter Cronkite, he said we're losing Vietnam. That meant we believed it because he was the most trusted man in America. There was no Rush Limbaugh to counterbalance Walter Cronkite in that time. Uh-huh. But now there are competing narratives. So it's sort of a battle of the narratives. And this is where InfoWars is key, because InfoWars is, you know, moving the Overton window, the leading edge, and they would like to discredit and shut down InfoWars and then find anything, for example, on Sean Hannity, get him off the air, because it's really, as much as anything else, a battle of narratives. And we saw this with Susan Rice and the fake video, you know, that it was exposed, but they stick with their narrative. They never admit defeat. And it's very shameful now that the Democrats are on the side of CIA police state tactics, because that's what this is. You know, people say, well, what difference does it make if Carter Page was surveilled? Who the heck is he? People need to know about this thing called the two jump rule. Anybody, and since 9/11, they can recover archived material, including, you know, the data of phone calls, which is the connections for networks or for security, for network analysis. Social network analysis, all they need is the metadata to figure out who's talking to who and put this picture together. Going all the way back to 9/11, the Patriot Act, that means every email, every phone call. And that two jumps from Carter Page is anybody that Carter Page ever communicated with, going back to 2001, and anybody they communicated with. That means the entire Trump organization was under surveillance, including data mining every conversation and email and text going back to 2001. So that's laughable.
Right. I've reported many times that Michael Hayden actually goes to Washington and Lee College, which is right there in Lexington, Virginia, where we had all the red hen kerfuffle. Mm-hmm. Everybody got their feathers ruffled about that. But right there at Washington and Lee Law School, he goes there and he says, I'm not interested. We're not interested in the CIA and the NSA. We're not interested in bad people. We're interested in interesting people. That should have been a big red flag. I play it all the time. Nobody seems to be interested in the fact that they're not there to protect us against criminals. They're there to do the kind of stuff that you're just talking about, going after other people on the other side of the political spectrum.
Another key concept that really needs to be drummed into people's heads today is that it's no longer at the deep state level, Democrat Republican is meaningless. So when liberals say, well, but Rosenstein and Comey, they're all Republicans. That means nothing. There's something called the Senior Executive Service, the SES. These are the civilian generals. They never go away. They have such protection that you can't believe it. And within that clique, the SES, their loyalty is to the SES. They will protect each other. They will, you know, help feather each other's nests no matter what, come what may. So if we really want to understand this entire deep state coup, figure out who suggested Rosenstein. That's, you know, I've heard it's McCain. I've heard some other theories. It's like when somebody goes to Trump, the new guy in town, the non-political new guy, and says, oh, Jeff Sessions has recused himself. Well, I've got a wonderful suggestion. I know this jolly fellow named Rod Rosenstein. And wink, wink, I'm sure he can get approved very easily.
Yeah.
That's a death knell right there.
And that's one of the reasons why it got them so outraged. I mean, it was like kicking an anthill when Comey got fired. And then he got McCabe getting fired as well. These people are not supposed to ever be removed, no matter what they get caught doing. Get caught doing. Not just whatever they do, but whatever they get caught doing. We'll be right back with Matt Bracken. We're going to talk about the Supreme Court when we return.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pau D'Arco bark, and grape seed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first, just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy T-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight, and we're talking to Matt Bracken. Again, you can find Matt, his website, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com. Also, you can find him on Twitter, at MattBracken48. We've been talking the last couple of segments about this deep state clique of elitists. And again, as Matt pointed out, there is no left, right, Republican, Democrat. These guys are all in it. They're against anybody that opposes them. They are there as the permanently entrenched deep state. And it's very wide, quite frankly. I mean, there's a core group of racketeering, corrupt individuals at the center of this, but they've got a lot of people working for them that think that they're entitled to lifetime employment. And when we talk about lifetime employment and when we talk about, government structures that have spilled over the boundaries, or like I would say, metastasized like a cancer, organizations or individuals who cannot be removed, you can't avoid talking about the Supreme Court. And of course, everybody's been talking about the Supreme Court this week with the massive number of decisions that went against the left. And then the final thing, the final blow, the cruelest blow of them all, a guy that they had relied on to intrude himself into our lives in many ways in which the government was never allowed to intrude, Anthony Kennedy leaving. And Matt Bracken had some things to say about this. I talked about the 10th Amendment the other day quite a bit. The idea that we no longer have judges who are impartial referees of a law that was written by somebody else. No, they want to make the law of the land. How many times do we hear that about Supreme Court decisions? And not only that, but they're not impartial about it. I mean, these are politically appointed individuals. We have conservative seats. We have liberal seats. That's what everybody's talking about. It's like, okay, well, you had Gorsuch take a conservative seat, but now we've got, oh, this is kind of a swing seat between the two, and you can't let that go conservative. But you not only have seats that are reserved for political bias, but you also have identity politics seats. You got male seats and female seats and Hispanic seats and white seats and black seats and so forth. I mean, this is a mess, isn't it, Matt?
And it was never intended to be this.
No.
You know, it was the, you know, this has been a gradual, almost 200 year process since Marbury versus Madison. That's where Congress basically abdicated its authority. You know, mm-hmm. It's very easy to be a congressman when all you have to do is go to votes, go to parties. You come to Washington broke, you leave a multimillionaire, you know, after mm-hmm. 30 or 40 years of, uncontested, you know, incumbent reelection. So it's very easy to just go along with the flow. But the Supreme Court in the Constitution itself doesn't say anything about it being the final arbiter of everything legal and constitutional. It doesn't say that at all. In fact, in Article 3, Section 2, it clearly says that the Supreme Court has appellate jurisdiction, and above it lists a bunch of areas, and then it says except where, you know, Congress says otherwise. You know, it mm-hmm. clearly says mm-hmm. that Congress can tell the Supreme Court, for example, you've got nothing to do with immigration. Period. They can, and it doesn't say by 2/3 vote either. It just says the Congress, which is 51%. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. why this is going to become important is, eventually, this dead burden of Marbury versus Madison is going to be contested. It might be during a civil war. It might be during an economic crash. But the idea that nine judges are our God never was in the Constitution. It Absolutely. Clearly says that Congress, you know, can confine and restrict the areas of the Supreme Court. Period. That's right. What it says.
Article 3, Section 2, as you tweeted back to me, you're precisely right. You know, we've got the 10th Amendment that says the federal government shall not interfere itself into anything that it hasn't been expressly given permission to. If they don't have it given to them expressly, then those rights and those decisions are retained by the people, and those powers are retained by the state government. And then you have Article 3, Section 2 that you tweeted out, which says, by the way, if the Congress says that the Supreme Court can't do it, then they can't do it. That's why you had Alexander Hamilton say the court is the least dangerous of all the branches, because it had all these different proscriptions on what they could do. And yet these people have, as you put it out, and I talked about it as well, they have abdicated that power because they don't want the responsibility for the decisions that are being made. They want to just keep getting reelected.
It's important for people to understand that what we're against are Marxists, and they will use the camouflage of a court. They will use the camouflage of Congress. They will use the camouflage of academia, but they're Marxists. And that means that they believe the ends justify the means by any means necessary. That's what they say. So they'll go covert. They'll go into the DOJ and the FBI as social justice warriors. It's not, how did they all wind up at the head of the Department of Justice and FBI? They believe that the ends justify the means. That's classic Marxism. You know, another thing in the Constitution that is not taught, nobody knows, Article 4, Section 4 says that the executive branch, the federal government, is there to protect the states against invasion, period, against invasion. That's like the Second Amendment. It's clear cut. Or First Amendment. The president has it in his power to send the army right to the border and use DOD funds to build a fence tomorrow. They don't need a congressional appropriation. Defending the states, which would be Arizona, Texas, California, against invasion, and certainly, you know, 20 or 30 million men walking into our country, changing our cities, changing our states. California, they get motor voter now. They sign up to get a driver's license. They get to vote. So this is by any means an invasion. You know, the most successful invasions in history were not like D-Day. They were like the Visigoths sacking Rome. But the Visigoths were refugees fleeing the Huns. And the Romans said, well, we don't want the Visigoths. They're wild Germans. And then they finally said, okay, you can come across the river, but leave your weapons behind. You know, a few years later, they're sacking Rome. So yeah. The president could go on national television, read Article 4, Section 4, and say, this is my job, protecting the states against invasion. What do we have the army in, in 100 countries around the world? We're still protecting Germany. We're protecting, right. As I say, Timbuktu from Timbuktu, but we can't protect our own country from invasion.
I've been making that point a long time. I'm glad to hear you saying that as well. You know, we had Rand Paul say, hey, I just went through this budget thing. Here's the stuff about protecting this country's border and that country. I don't see anything about protecting our border. And you're right. It is an invasion. If people are coming into our country and we're not even allowed to know who they are, let alone what their background is, if they come across unvetted in numbers that we have absolutely no say-so or control over, that is an invasion. And the president, as you pointed out, not only has the right under the Constitution, but he has the duty, doesn't he, Matt? He must do this. He must step up and do this to defend our country. If we don't have that, why call it the Department of Defense? Just call it the Department of War abroad and so forth. That, 'cause we can't defend our own country with that. He's got a record budget here. He could build the wall out of it. The other thing too, Matt, and I'll get your comment on this. When I looked at this plan here, as it got pressure about separating people who are breaking the law from their children while they're being processed for breaking the law, he said, all right, we'll keep the families together and we'll put them on military bases. Now we're going to have to get some money together to build family housing on military bases for these people who have crashed our borders. And it's like, well, if you're going to do that, why can't you just use the military to protect the border, use the military budget to build the wall?
You know, in the early 20th century, Mexican bandits came into Texas. Mm-hmm. We sent Pershing all over Mexico. And we didn't ask Mexico. We didn't say, hey, Mexico, can you get control of the border? Now we've got drug mules bringing fentanyl in, by the backpack load. We could literally take anybody from Central America, any other, what they call other than Mexicans, load them onto buses, back the bus up to a remote part of Arizona, shove them out the back, have marshals and border patrol standing there and say, Mexico, come pick up the people that you allowed to transit across your country. And by the way, the entire cost of handling, of catching, holding, and then and ejecting these people, we're going to deduct it from the aid we give to Mexico. Suddenly, Mexico would feel the pain and they wouldn't just allow free transit across 1,000 miles of Mexico, with rest stops and maps being given out. Make Mexico feel the pain. We don't need to deport them back to Guatemala. Push them right back where they came, into Mexico, and say, Mexico, you pay for it.
I was just talking to Zach Taylor. He's a retired Border Patrol agent. He had 26 years experience. And he was making that very point. He said, look, the place where the people are, so many of these people come in from Honduras and so forth, El Salvador. He said, there's a small area there, the southern border of Mexico. They are overwhelmed. Within 3 hours, their capacity is exceeded and they stop even patrolling that border after 3 hours a day. But the people that they do apprehend, they just give them a pass and say, if they don't want to go to Mexico, they say they're going to go to the United States and just give them a tourist visa and say, go ahead. So it is their problem. And you're exactly right. We ought to back them up to the border and just say, bye-bye. You're going back to Mexico the same way that you came. Thanks for joining us. Always great to talk to you, Matt. Again, you can find Matt Bracken, enemiesforeignanddomestic.com, and on Twitter you'll find him at MattBracken48. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to get into some of the clips, because it's absolutely amazing to look at the clips going back and forth with Rod Rosenstein. You have to see the arrogance of these people, who, again, stonewall everything. Stonewall the FOIA requests. The judge, I read you that quote from the judge, talking to the Department of Justice, saying you've had since December to put this stuff together. I keep hearing that you don't have the time. And this is the same kind of stuff that we heard from Rod Rosenstein. Christopher Wray saying, I do not know what you mean by deep state, so forth. So we're going to play some of those clips for you when we come back. We're also going to talk about our newest political star. Let's hope that she is the face of the Democrat Party, because I don't think America is ready for the millennial socialists. Let's hope not. I know I'm not. We need to confront them and defeat them. And now they're coming out and owning their socialism. I think some of the people in the Democrat Party realize that this is a bridge too far at this moment. Their strength is to do it gradually and by stealth. And I think they believe that they have reached the tipping point right now. I don't know that they have. But before we do, I just want to talk about, as we're talking about defending the border, and as you heard Matt Bracken say, look, the president has the authority under the Constitution to protect our country from invasion, to defend the borders. We just had the Supreme Court say, yes, you do. The Democrats tried to spin that and lie about it, calling it a Muslim ban. As I pointed out, there were seven countries. Two of them were not Muslim. The other five were, but they were countries that Obama went to war with without a declaration of war. And so, yeah, they are dangerous countries, but it is not a Muslim ban. There are 50 Muslim nations, predominantly Muslim nations. These were five of those. Five that we are currently at war with, for better or worse. And so that means that 90% of the Muslim countries, there was no travel restriction from those. So it clearly was not a Muslim ban. Again, they always use the labels. And when we get to the millennial socialist that just defeated the number four Democrat, you're going to hear her talk about how, yeah, it can be a little bit of a problem. It was great when I'm talking to my people here. I can tell them I'm a socialist. But when I get to the larger audience, I got to kind of tone that down a little bit. They don't want to tell you exactly where they're coming from. They don't want to talk about open borders. But the president has not only the right under the Constitution, but he has a duty under the Constitution to protect this country from invasion. And as Matt Bracken pointed out, the most dangerous kind of invasion is when you have a demographic surge. We have seen that throughout history. That is what is happening right now. But we also have a lot of danger going on in Mexico. When we look at the number of people that have been executed, number of people running for office executed in Mexico, understand that this is the second, if not the first, amongst dangerous countries in the world, Mexico. And we should be able to protect ourselves from them. That is the most amazing thing to me. That we have a government that sits there, and again, President Trump cannot say that the Democrats need to do something about this. He cannot say the Mexicans need to pay for the wall and build the wall. He can't even say that the establishment Republicans need to do it. It's his responsibility. It is his duty. He is the one who needs to do it. And to give you an idea of how dangerous it is, just think about this. Bulletproof car production hits a record high in Mexico as violence soars. This is a headline from Reuters.
as a result of violence across all 31 states of Mexico. The Mexican Automotive Armor Association, they even have a trade association for armored cars there, expects a 10% spike in car armoring services this year, surging above the previous all-time high in 2012. So much so, in fact, that you have some of the regular automobile manufacturers like Audi looking at this and saying, you know, Audi, BMW, others are looking at this and saying, we're losing a lot of money to the aftermarket here. People are getting their cars armored. We could be doing that up front for them and making that profit. So going back to the fourth quarter of 2016, Audi identified Mexico and South America, where all of our new voters for the Democrat Party are coming from, as a pilot market for offering their armored vehicles because they want the money from that. But now, of course, these people are going to have armored cars. They're going to have bodyguards, but they don't want you to have a gun to protect yourself. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. I'm David Knight. I want to play some of the clips from the House Intelligence Committee hearing yesterday. Very amazing to hear the back and forth. And we're getting to a point now where we have a divided government by design. Everybody says, oh, yeah, this is awful that we got a divided government. No, we're supposed to have a divided government. But something has got to change. Something's got to give. And we have divided responsibilities, but, you know, the Congress has the authority to censure these people and to impeach them. I don't think they care about being censured. I don't think they care. Certainly, I don't think Rosenstein cares if they like him or not. And he doesn't care if they write his name on a piece of paper and put it up on the bulletin board and talk bad about him in public. He doesn't care about that. They're going to have to impeach that guy. And he shouldn't be there in the first place. As I played the clip for you in the last hour, DeSantis said, wait a minute, you are the one who fired Comey. Why are you investigating President Trump for obstruction of justice for firing Comey? You should be recusing yourself. Oh, gee, I would love to be out of this. Believe me, but I can't talk to you about anything. I can't give you any information on that. And so Jim Jordan and the rest of the House is frustrated beyond belief with the stonewalling that is coming from them, doing it, not only Rosenstein, but the entire Department of Justice, doing the same thing to other people trying to get information out of them. I read you the quote from the judge who is demanding that information about Bruce Orr's wife be turned over, as Matt Bracken pointed out, a CIA operative, always a CIA operative. But let's play some of the clips from Jim Jordan. We'll start playing a little bit of this, but I want you to just hear how heated this gets. I want you to see how angry Rod Rosenstein gets. And you will hear the Democrats who are trying to do everything they can to support Rosenstein, because this is all an attack on President Trump to try to get him out of there. So they're jumping in on this on partisan issues. But this is the deep state, which is not really partisan. There's Republicans and Democrats in this because they want to maintain their permanent display of power. But the Democrats want to use this for their own purposes. You'll hear the Democrats try to keep interrupting Jim Jordan. He has the right, he has that amount of time that he can question. He can say whatever he wants to. He doesn't have to give Rosenstein a chance to reply. Rosenstein will have his own chance to reply afterwards. And when Rosenstein lies or evades, Jim Jordan calls him out, and then the Democrats will jump in on that. Here's what, here's how that played out.
It's Mr. Rosenstein. I think the House of Representatives is going to say something different.
I don't agree with you, Congressman. I don't believe that's what they're going to say. And if they do, they'll be mistaken.
I disagree, but I think in a few minutes, the House of Representatives is going to go on record saying you haven't complied with requests from a separate and equal branch of government, that you haven't complied with subpoenas, and you got 7 days to get your act together. I think that's what's going to happen in a few. And that's not Jim Jordan. I think that's a majority of the House of Representatives. In just a few minutes, I think that's going to happen. And I want to know why you won't give us what we've asked for.
Sir, I certainly hope that your colleagues are not under that impression. That is not accurate, sir.
And it is accurate. We have caught you hiding
Mr. Chairman, can we allow the witness to answer? Mr. Chairman, point of order. We can go to Mr. Jordan's press conference and listen to him, but we came here to hear from the witness.
The time belongs to the gentleman.
Mr. Rosenstein?
Can we allow him to answer?
Hiding information.
Allow him to answer.
He will be permitted.
Jim Jordan.
How do we have them here?
Allow him additional
Rosenstein
time
to answer.
Why are they not allowed to answer?
And he is allowed is out of order. During his time to call out Rod Rosenstein.
Mr. Rose, let me make this one point. Then I'll let you answer.
Sir, I'd like
let me make this one point,
sir.
Where we've caught you hiding information, then you can answer. Why did you hide the fact that Peter Strzok and Judge Contreras were friends? Why did you redact that in the documents you gave to us? Judge Contreras kind of important. FISA court judge, more importantly, just as importantly, the judge that heard Mike Flynn's case. Why did you try to hide that from us?
Mr. Jordan, I appreciate you giving me the opportunity to respond. I've heard you make those sort of allegations publicly on TV.
If you let me respond,
sir.
Mr. Chairman, he should be given
right
the opportunity.
Now, Mr. Jordan,
answer. It's redacted.
I am the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. Okay? I'm not the
bow
person doing the redacting. I'm responsible for responding to your concerns as I have. I have a team with me, sir. It's just a fraction of the team that's doing this work, and whenever you brought issues to my attention, I have taken appropriate steps to remedy them. So your statement that I'm personally keeping information from you, trying to conceal information...
You're the boss, Mr. Rosenstein.
That's correct. And my job is to make sure that we respond to your concerns. We have, sir. Now, I've appointed Mr. Lausch, who is managing that production, and my understanding is it's actually going very well, sir. So I appreciate your concerns.
Again, I think the House of Representatives is going to say otherwise.
But your use of this to attack me personally
is not wrong.
Point of order, Mr. Chairman. May the witness be permitted to answer the question?
It's not personal.
Proposed.
The gentleman will suspend. The witness is going to have an opportunity to say whatever he wants at the end of Mr. Jordan's 5 minutes. Until the
it is
end
not
of those
personal.
5 minutes, they're his time.
I appreciate your service. It's not personal. We just want the information. Why?
That's right. So you had the chairman, Goodlatte, jumping in and reminding the Democrats of what they already knew, that this was Jim Jordan's time. And you saw Rod Rosenstein, I don't know, is it Frankenstein, Victor, whatever. Anyway, saying, I am the Deputy Attorney General of the United States. Okay? Let me tell you who I am. And, of course, Jim Jordan doesn't believe that he's being responsive, and neither did the House. And they they passed a measure demanding that the Justice Department turn over documents on the FBI, which they've been holding and not turning over. And of course, he used the same excuse. I only got a limited number of people here. Same thing that judge lost his patience with the Department of Justice over the same issues. Saying, you've had months to produce this. When you come in saying that you're going to disrupt the government, you better expect that people are going to file FOIA requests on you. You better be able to respond to this. And so they keep dodging, they keep hiding this stuff. And we saw this with the House Intelligence Committee summary report. Remember, they said, you can't have that. We're going to withhold that. Finally, President Trump got tired of the stonewalling and the foot dragging of the Department of Justice and the FBI, and he just declassified it without redactions. And we saw that there was absolutely nothing there that needed to be classified. They were just simply trying to protect themselves. Here's Trey Gowdy going after Rosenstein. And this is very important that you hear what Trey Gowdy said. He lays it out.
About investigating what a foreign power tried to do to this country, but you would be wrong again for Peter Strzok at precisely the same time that Bob Mueller was appointed. Precisely the same time. Peter Strzok was talking about his unfinished business and how he needed to fix and finish it so Donald Trump did not become president. He was talking about impeachment within 3 days of special counsel Mueller being appointed.
3 days.
3 days! That's even quicker than MSNBC and the Democrats were talking about impeaching him. Within 3 days, the lead FBI agent is talking about impeaching the president. So this is where we are. We're 2 years into this investigation. We're a year and a half into the presidency. We're over a year into special counsel. You have a counterintelligence investigation that's become public. You have a criminal investigation that's become political. You have more bias than I have ever seen manifest in a law enforcement officer in the 20 years I used to do it for a living. And four other DOJ employees who had manifest animus towards the person they were supposed to be neutrally and detachedly investigating. Democrats are using this investigation as a presumption of guilt, which I find astonishing. And in the long run, for the health of this republic, I would encourage them to go back to the presumption of innocence that we used to hold sacred. There's a presumption of guilt. There's a desire by Democrat senators to fundraise off of your investigation.
Yes. What it's about.
More than 60 Democrats have already voted to proceed with impeachment before Bob Mueller has found a single solitary damn thing. More than 60 have voted to move forward with impeachment, and he hasn't presented his first finding.
There you go. And, of course, impeachment isn't going to happen, folks. Isn't going to happen unless the Democrats get control of the House. They've already decided that they want to impeach President Trump. There isn't any information coming out of an investigation. Impeachment is not a difficult thing to do if you've got the majority. You know, it's kind of like an indictment. You know, the prosecutor goes before a grand jury. They don't hear the other side. That's basically what's been happening so far. These people have indicted President Trump in the public sphere. And you can indict a ham sandwich if you play this type of game. But when it goes to impeachment, you're going to have an argument back and forth. But there's going to be any argument if the Democrats have the majority. That's why this election is going to turn on that issue. Stay with us. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was in fact unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
Staying healthy on the go is just as important as staying healthy at home. But sometimes supplements don't work fast enough. That's why InfoWars Life has created a powerful new addition to the Super Blue line. Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Available in 1 ounce, 3.5 ounce, and 16 ounce bottles, Immune Gargle is perfect for the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever you go. The incredible new purifying formula is dentist recommended for daily use whenever you feel like you need to stay clean. As a powerful hand purifier or oral cleansing formula, just a small spray will help you stay clean when you feel surrounded by toxins. With powerful yet simple ingredients, Immune Gargle features Silver Soul Nano Silver for a powerful cleansing alternative.
With Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle, staying toxin-free is easy and affordable. Help stop the spread of toxins and stay healthy with Super Blue Silver Immune Gargle. Only available at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnant on product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful preglinone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You just heard Trey Gowdy laying down the issues with Rosenstein in the hearing, and saying within three days of this coming out, even before MSNBC got in, we had Peter Strzok talking about how he's going to take down the president. This is the most biased investigation, he said, I've ever seen in my life, and he spent his entire life in investigation and in law. And then he finishes, let's play this summary clip here, because he was building to a climax. We had to take a break. Trey Gowdy was building to a climax, and of course, this is the clip that most people are playing, because this is where he summarizes it all up and loses it. But I think it's very important to hear that first clip where he lays out the incredible bias and how this is all predetermined, how the Democrats have all determined ahead of time that they have already, in their minds, indicted the president, and they will impeach him if they get a majority. And so here's Trey Gowdy. Finishing with Rosenstein.
So I'm going to say this to you, Mr. Ray, Mr. Rosenstein. I realize that neither one of you were there when this happened, but you're both there now. Russia attacked this country. They should be the target, but Russia isn't being hurt by this investigation right now. We are. This country is being hurt by it. We are being divided. We've seen the bias. We need to see the evidence. If you have evidence of wrongdoing by any member of the Trump campaign, present it to the damn grand jury. If you have evidence that this president acted inappropriately, present it to the American people. There's an old saying that justice delayed is justice denied. I think right now all of us are being denied. Whatever you got, finish it the hell up, because this country is being torn apart.
That's right. Put up or shut up. That's really what needs to happen there. And I would disagree with Trey Gowdy when he says Russia attacked. I don't see any evidence of Russia doing this. Let's just repeat this one more time. Russia did not hack the DNC. Hillary Clinton invented that conspiracy theory as a red herring to throw the hounds off of the trail. You know, grab that smelly red herring fish and drag it over the trail of the fox so the hounds lose the trail. Don't look at all the stuff that I did to rig the election against Bernie Sanders. And that's one of the reasons why we've got Cortez now, who defeated the number four Democrat up in the Bronx and the Queens area. She is the new queen of socialism. And there's some other people going to get elected as well because of the backlash from the way that Hillary Clinton rigged the DNC. She bought them with her ill-gotten gains of the Clinton Foundation, some of her RICO statute money that her crime organization got. They had millions, and the Democrat Party was millions in debt. So she bought them. She had the political connections to the good old boy network.
and had the superdelegates, and the whole thing was rigged from the beginning for her to win that nomination. And that's what they didn't want anybody to see any more of. So they invented the whole Russian thing. And let's not give them the advantage of getting away with that. As I pointed out yesterday, Julian Assange was going to say, hey, I'll show you, I'll prove to you that it wasn't the Russians. I can prove that. I can show it to you. I can show you how this information was turned over. And James Comey shut that down. Julian Assange was offering, said, let's do this. You're trying to put me in prison for telling the truth. You're trying to put me in prison for being a journalist who tells the truth. I will help you with this Russian investigation. Mr. Gowdy, you think that the Russians did this? I can prove otherwise. And we had James Comey, interestingly enough, shut that down, just like they try to do everything. And it's always the same group of people obfuscating, hiding the truth of what's going on. That's what we call them the deep state, the hidden state. They're deeply entrenched there, and they are hiding everything that the American people need to know. That information was turned over by whistleblowers who were upset about what was going on in the Democrat Party. They didn't want anybody to pay attention to the documents themselves, so they changed the discussion to Russia, Russia, Russia. And it's a disservice to the American people. And the other part of that is that the FBI went there to look at it, and CrowdSource, who is a private contractor for the DNC, said, no, that's okay. We're not going to show you the servers. And the FBI goes, oh, okay. Well, thanks. Have a nice day. We'll see you later. These are not the droids you're looking for. Go away. Not a Jedi mind trick, just corruption. And so nobody's ever looked at those servers. Nobody's made any determinations. If they had looked at them, if they had seen things that looked like it was coming from Russia, that still wouldn't mean anything. Because as Julian Assange and WikiLeaks pointed out, look at the manuals from Vault 7, how they can make it appear to be anybody that they want to. And, of course, they have special software designed to look like the usual suspects, Russia, North Korea, China, anybody that they want to blame for anything, they can make it look like that. Let's hear what Matt Gaetz had to say, because as you heard, we started playing these clips at the beginning, you heard Jim Jordan say, it's not just me, it's the House. We don't believe that you're being forthcoming, that you're turning this stuff over. So they did pass a measure demanding that the Justice Department turn over the documents on the FBI. They did that yesterday. They passed a resolution. And, of course, there's no teeth in that resolution. It's not enforceable. They are vowing to impeach or hold senior officials in contempt of Congress if they don't comply with their document requests. The only thing that would work would be impeachment to remove them from office. And they should do that with Rod Rosenstein and with Christopher Wray. They should be out. And when you hear the frustration of these people, there's only two or three of them that seem to get upset. Maybe they can light a fire under enough people in the House to get something done. Here's another one. Matt Gaetz talking to Rod Rosenstein. Congressman Matt Gaetz.
I am in violent agreement with the statements you made after this report was published, that nothing in the report impugns the patriotic work of the FBI employees who are serving in my district and around the world. And this mess in Washington has nothing to do with them. And I want to make that very clear. And I appreciate your statements on that subject. Deputy Director, the Democratic memo that the President declassified says the Department of Justice accurately informed the court that the FBI initiated its counterintelligence investigation on July 31st, 2016. Did any investigative activity regarding the Trump campaign in Russia occur before July 31st, 2016?
Congressman, as you know, we're dealing with the Intelligence Committee on that issue, and Chairman Nunes met with Director Wray and me. I received the same briefing that he received, so I don't know any additional information beyond what he knows about that, and I'm not able to produce any information beyond what the FBI has told me, so...
Are you aware, as you sit here today, of any payments that were made to any person to collect intelligence on the Trump campaign prior to July 31st, 2016?
No, but keep in mind I wasn't there. I only know what information that we've obtained from the FBI records.
Are you, as you sit here today, aware of any efforts to contact Roger Stone that occurred prior to July 31st, 2016?
I don't have any personal knowledge, Congressman, but I know that we are seeking to respond to Chairman Nunes' request. I think one thing you need to
about
understand...
About the same question as it regards to Michael Caputo.
I wasn't there, and so I can only answer questions that we direct to the FBI and then have them...
You're there now, right? I mean, have you asked these questions of anyone?
Been there for a long time in this game.
Absolutely conveyed all the questions that Chairman Nunes has raised, and I'm optimistic that we'll be able to respond to him.
All right, let's hold it right there. It has now come out, and of course, if you watch this hearing, You didn't need somebody to leak this to you. Rosenstein blasted the GOP congressman, saying they are pieces of excrement. But he didn't use that exact term. You can see his, that in his attitude, in his stonewalling. And as one person said, you need to subpoena their emails.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine Flora Life Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. Flora Life is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try Flora Life and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Flora Life, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Patrick in the great nation of Australia. You're on the air worldwide. Thanks for holding.
Hey, mate, I've been following you since I was 14 and I'm 32 now. I remember back when InfoWars and Prison Planet, it was just blue text on a white screen and I had to load down the page on my dial-up internet, and I thought it was pretty cool and read all the books and seen all the DVDs and followed all your guests, and I've been using your products since the first iteration of Survival Shield, and since then I'm on the X2, the Super Male Vitality, the Caveman, the Real Red Pill, Myco ZX Body. It's all amazing.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, and I wanted to say that by following you so much, it's like you're just detoxing the mind, you're detoxing the body, you're detoxing the spirit, and it just, the more you know God, the more you fear God, but the more you chase God. And I wanted to say that it's an honor to stand side by side with you, the crew, and the listeners out there, 1776 worldwide.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
I have one more thing to say about Rod Rosenstein. As you saw the angry back and forth, as you heard Jim Jordan say, you're going to find that the House feels the same way that I do, the majority. And they did. They put out a thing saying, we demand that you give this information over. If you don't, then we're going to do something after all these months. Maybe they will do something. I don't know. You see them getting pretty frustrated. Maybe they will finally do something. Who knows? But one of the things that came out was a source talking to True Pundit, who said that Rosenstein and his people have no respect for Congress, especially the GOP. So most of the GOP go along quietly, said the source, because they know he will target them privately if they speak out against the Department of Justice or stay in his face about an issue. That's reality, folks. That is what's called the deep state. Yeah, Christopher Ray say, I don't know what that looks like. Oh, look, I've got 30-some-odd thousand people who work for me. Well, it only takes a few crooks at the top to turn that whole organization one way or the other. You know, you got a large aircraft carrier, a lot of people there. It's like a city, right? It only takes one idiot at the helm to wreck it. And that's what's going on with the FBI. That's what's going on with the Department of Justice. Just a few crooks at the top. That's how an institution rots from the head down. And that type of attitude, that type of knowledge, and people know that. We all know that there's going to be recriminations against people. We knew that the IRS was doing that in the direction of the Obama administration. And Senator John McCain, that has now come out, even though he had denied that. We now see the information coming out that his chief of staff was begging Lois Lerner to go after the Tea Party groups and so forth. Financially ruined them, he said. And so we understand this isn't a Republican-Democrat thing. It's a deep state thing. We know exactly what the deep state means if you claim that you don't, Christopher Wray. But then the other part of this, saying that internally he said, oh, they're pieces of crap. Well, we don't need to actually have the audio tape of that. We could see that in his attitude as he was testifying. And finally, this person said, if you really want to know what's going on, the emails that you need to subpoena are the emails and the texts of these people at the top of the Department of Justice and the FBI. Take a look at what they're saying about the GOP. And the congressional members. Take a look at what Rosenstein and, I mean, forget about Peter Strzok and Lisa Page. Let's get Rod Rosenstein's emails. He said, you would be floored. You would be floored. Yeah. All right. While we're talking about the FBI, you know, there's been a long-term investigation into the story of D.B. Cooper. Captured everybody's imagination, hijacked a plane, got a lot of cash, parachuted out. They never caught the guy. Been a long-term investigation, and there has been a documentary filmmaker who put together a team of 40 people, and he gave an interview in Seattle. This is a private investigative team, not the FBI, after the FBI has spent decades and said they can't find it. And this is the interesting conclusion that this private team came to. He said yesterday that he believes that the mysterious criminal referred to as D.B. Cooper, was actually a CIA operative. And they believed that his identity was covered up by federal agents. No, really? You kidding me? This guy was with the CIA and the FBI covered this up? I don't say it ain't so. Say it ain't so, Joe. That just can't be true. His team made the connection from work that a codebreaker uncovered in each of the five letters that were allegedly sent by Cooper. This is kind of an interesting story. There's a 9-digit number found at the bottom of the letter, believed to have been sent by the plane hijacker known as D.B. Cooper. It came from a San Diego man who is still alive, they believe. They named him as Robert Rackshaw, an Army veteran. Thomas Colbert, the documentary filmmaker, said the decryptions include a dare to agents, directives to apparent partners, and a startling claim that is followed by Rackshaw's own initials, that if captured, he expects a get-out-of-jail card from a federal spy agency. Oh, yeah, that'll happen, won't it? As a matter of fact, I had a guy that I got to know and through a friend, and he was a former special forces guy. And he talked about a violent crime that he was caught doing, basically slitting a guy's throat that was harassing him outside of a bar. Nearly killed the guy. He said, I could have killed him, but I just held it back a little bit. They arrested him, and as they were bringing him up for arraignment, they had some guys in uniforms come in, march up to the judge's desk, put a piece of paper on there. The judge reads it and said, you can go. and they took him out of state. Yeah, this kind of stuff happens all the time. That's a minor example of the way government agencies will cover for their own people. Or maybe in this particular case, maybe this guy knows something about the CIA that they don't want to have be known. They said a man named D.B. Cooper, of course, hijacked the plane flying from Portland to Seattle back in 1971, November 24th, 1971, parachuted out of the back with $200,000, never to be seen again. Now, this guy who was looking at this, put this together, Colbert, he also had Dorwin Schroeder, a former FBI agent who worked on the case in the 1980s. And he said, I think the coding thing is remarkable, but I'm a hard skeptic. So the circumstances of those codes being what Tom says they are, that he says nobody but him would know these units and these figures, if it's true, that's pretty hard to argue against. And Rackstraw might be the guy. So this FBI agent who's worked on it, going back in the 1980s, says, yeah, that he might have something with that coding stuff there. The FBI released a fifth letter in November in response to a FOIA request. Had to file a lawsuit because they're not going to turn that information over. This is the kind of stonewalling we see everywhere, isn't it? Everywhere, on everything. You know, take a look at Flight 800. That plane, they said, just blew up in the middle of the air, but the other people on Long Island said, we saw a missile flying up and hitting that commercial airline. Not like that hadn't happened before. We accidentally shot down an Iranian commercial airliner when we were having Navy drills, and they were having Navy drills at that time. Flight 800 went down. We apologized for it. We compensated Iran. Iran didn't do anything to us. They said, well, okay, you know, they gave the money to the people, presumably. But that kind of thing had happened before. But when you had witnesses saying, we saw a, looked like a missile going straight up to that plane. And you had some people with some flight data recording. And then they got the knock on the door from the FBI. And they confiscated that stuff. They don't like to let this stuff go out. I mean, the FBI has been involved in cover-ups as much as they have been in investigations and these types of things. So they had to file a FOIA lawsuit. They got the fifth letter. It featured the typed number, and I'm not going to read the number, it's a long digit number, opposite the name Washington Post in the bottom left corner. And so an investigator with this private team put together by the documentary filmmaker, 40-member team, claims that the four other previously released documents in those four things, they have the letters SWS appear in one letter, which is short for Special Warfare School, also said that Cooper claimed to be working for the CIA in another document where the letters RWR, standing for Robert W. Rackstraw, they believe, appear. They said, as we suspected, records show the Bureau has been stonewalling. No, seriously? FBI stonewalling? Department of Justice stonewalling? That's what we've seen for the last several months. Covering up evidence and flat out lying for decades. The FBI has released 3,000 documents. Oh, that's pretty good. However, there are 71,000 documents. Less than 5% of the documents they've released. Yeah, that's called stonewalling. Decades. Do you think that the guys in the House will ever get to the bottom of this? I don't know. Look at how long they covered this up for just one individual. Now, if they work that hard, let's assume that this is true. I don't know that this is true. I haven't seen his evidence. I'm not making any claims about this guy that they have named here. But let's just assume, for the sake of argument, that they and their private team of investigators are right, that there was some guy who had worked for the CIA as a special agent. And he was making threats to them, and he wanted them to cover up. And they've covered this up for decades. Do you think that they would do that for Hillary Clinton? Do you think they would cover up stuff for Hillary Clinton for decades? Do you think the FBI would lie? Do you think the Department of Justice would obstruct justice documents and so forth? Folks, this, what we're seeing happening now with President Trump is not limited to President Trump. This is what they do, and it is pervasive, and it has been going on for decades, since J. Edgar Hoover created the organization, quite frankly. We'll be right back. I'm David Knight.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
Choose to take control of your chemistry with Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium. This powerful combo is perfect for supporting your thyroid and health. BioTrue Selenium's formula is far from synthetic and is made from a source of 100% organic mustard seed. Our super high-quality nascent iodine is an essential mineral sourced of 99.99% ultra-pure deep earth iodine crystals. This essential mineral is necessary in order to produce thyroid hormones, which influence every cell, tissue, and organ in the body. With inadequate thyroid hormones, you may experience slow metabolism, lethargy, weight gain, and overall brain fog. Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium work together to support the systems in your body. Take control of your chemistry today with this super combo. Discover the power of Survival Shield X2 and BioTrue Selenium at InfoWarsLife.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the globalist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Take a look at the new media star, the Queen of Queens and the Bronx, Cortez. Who wants to be president, says her mom. Well, of course she would. She's a socialist. All the socialists want to run your life. And she has a long list of things that she would like for you to have. She wants to give you free health care. She wants to give you free college. She wants to give you free government jobs. Of course, you'll be working for her because she'll be at the top, right? So yeah, free job working for me. I'm just bring everybody in here. And of course, we're going to open the borders and let everybody in. Well, Cloward and Piven, you want to make America Venezuela? Forget about making America great again. Let's just make America Venezuela. That's what these millennial socialists want to do. Her mother, who is only 55 herself, said her aspiration is to be president. She's fighting for the working class. She's fighting for the immigrants. And she is fighting to take your money. Because folks, there is no such thing as a free lunch.
No such thing. She may not know that. Her only experience, of course, is being a community organizer for Bernie Sanders. And, of course, that gives her enough life experience and knowledge to run your life for you. No, it just gives her a desire to be in charge and to give everything away for free. Now, she went on MSNBC. Where else, of course? And we have Stephanie Ruhle asking her if she's concerned about being labeled a socialist. And here's what she had to say.
Tied to the word socialist.
Right.
Are you concerned that when you get on the big stage, mm-hmm. that could be a killer for you? There are a lot of people in the middle that aren't going to go through that explainer. And when they hear socialist, they think, my hard-earned dollars, I'm not ready to give them away.
Yeah, no, I think that that's a perfectly legitimate concern. I always go back to how we won this race. And we don't win this race with labels. We don't win this race with saying, I am this or I am that. We always ran this race with our goals and our issues in mind.
Oh,
we ran this race talking about Medicare for all. We won this race talking about, you know, opening tuition-free public colleges and universities, expanding our educational opportunities, our transit, our banking. We talk directly to the explanation that you were talking about, not explaining what these ideologies are. You know, people don't wake up in the morning and say, I'm a capitalist, or I'm a this, or I'm a that.
Don't think about
we don't think about ideology. We think about what we're trying to get done.
Uh-huh.
And I think that a lot of times people make these ideologies, they try to make that the conversation point with the intent of being divisive, with the intent of being alienating. But at the end of the day, you know, what I found in our district was that most people want to make sure that everyone has health care. Most people want to make sure that every child has access to an equitable education through college. And that's really what we're talking about.
Free everything. Free everything. Forget about freedom. You want free stuff. And as that person talking to her, MSNBC's Stephanie Ruhle, says, it's fine in your community to talk about being a socialist, but in the broader perspective here, you know, that scares people away when you start talking about taking their money. Even MSNBC commentators know that socialists are after your money. They're going to fight you for those crumbs on your table, and they're going to take them. So you kind of got to come up with something else. We don't want to talk about labels. Let's talk about the free stuff I'm going to give everybody. I just tell everybody this is free, that's free. I don't have to tell them how I'm going to pay for it. But, you know, if she wants to be a Democrat, she's going to have to learn how to use those labels a little bit more intelligently. They label people who are foreign citizens criminally trespassing to get their free education from us. They call them dreamers. That's the way they typically do it. Come on. You got to get with the program, Alexandria. You got to know. If you're going to succeed in the Democrat Party, you've got to know how to use those labels. That's their superpower, is the labels. That and giving away free stuff. But eventually, I think people are going to realize that they've got to take everything that you've got before they can give you everything that you want. Except you're not going to get everything you want because they always take a cut for themselves. Not very efficient. Now, she's out there as she's building a coalition, quite frankly. She's trying to find other like-minded, inexperienced millennials to join with her who can put up the identity politics label. You know, tell us that you're some, that you're female or you're some minority claim or whatever. And also you've got to have worked for Bernie Sanders, preferably be under 30 years old. And we've got several of them that she's working with. She's starting this network and, she's now calling for other people to back other far-left primary candidates. She's trying to build a power base there. You know, because by the time she grows up, then she, like Hillary Clinton, will have a lot of superdelegates that owe her favors. So she's starting her networking right now. That's one thing she does know how to do. One of the people, unfortunately, however, that she's been networking with is an avowed anti-Semite and racist. This guy, who was one of her most enthusiastic campaigners, stood behind her at her victory party. His name is Thomas Lopez Pierre, is a known anti-Semite and racist. He's regularly used slurs against Jewish people and black New Yorkers in public forums and while running for office himself. Even put the stuff on his website campaign. You can see it there. Greedy Jewish landlords, this. Greedy Jewish landlords, that. And then he goes after black people as well. So it's a problem, you know. This is a problem when you start networking with the other socialists because they're not necessarily nice people. But she is tapping into the zeitgeist of anti-establishment fervor. And again, as I said, she owes all of this to Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton created this backlash when she rigged the system against Bernie Sanders. But if you want to know where this is all headed, just take a look at Venezuela. The kind of, that does all the stuff that she wants to do for us, right? You've even got a guy who used to work for Goldman Sachs saying, you know, we got to help these people. Let's airdrop $300 million worth of Bitcoin into Venezuela because their currency is such a basket case. Yeah, they're not talking about a basket of currencies. They're talking about the basket case of Venezuela. And to give you an idea of it, let's just put this one metric on there. Price of a cup of coffee in Venezuela. Now, it has just gone up to $10 for a price of coffee. This is not necessarily at Starbucks. Let's put that in perspective. They had a new minimum wage mandate in January of this year to raise the minimum wage to 26 cents a day. 26 cents a day, where a cup of coffee cost $10. Now, the average wage back in 2017 was $30 a month. So you could afford to have three cups of coffee in a month if you don't eat anything or spend any money on anything else. That is Venezuela, where they have run out of other people's money, as Margaret Thatcher said. Because they give everybody free stuff, just like the millennial socialist Bernie Sanders community organizers want to do with everybody. But it's not just them. It's not just the Democrats. Take a look at the Republicans. We just had another governor. We've had Andrew Cuomo in New York and Jerry Brown in California, you know, both of whom want to give free college tuition to foreign citizens, not to the Americans, not to the Americans. And of course, they'll still charge you out of state tuition. But if you are a foreign citizen, they will give you free tuition, free, totally free, total free ride. And now, joining Andrew Cuomo in New York and Jerry Brown in California, you've now got the Republican governor in Massachusetts, Charlie Baker. Another one of these Mitt Romney rhinos has just said that he's raised the minimum wage there to $15 an hour, just like his hard left compatriots in the Democrat Party in New York and California. $15 an hour, they're going to raise it. And they did this as a deal. Because people were saying, we're going to reduce the sales tax. This is a burden on people who are not making a lot of money. The sales tax is very regressive. It's hitting the poor people. So let's cut the sales tax. And he goes, I got an idea. Let's leave the sales tax where it is, and we will artificially raise wages. So we'll keep the taxes, and we'll add inflation, says the Republican governor of Massachusetts. That makes sense, doesn't it? They'll always make two mistakes rather than admit to one. And that's exactly what they're doing. Another guy just like Mitt Romney. And if you think that's the only place where the Republicans are doing this type of thing, just consider the fact that we've got 4,500 farm businesses that produce sugar. This is where the welfare state is for the Republicans. It's typically in farm subsidies and things like that. Crony capitalism. You know, we give subsidies to people like Elon Musk. He's fighting some artist over a unicorn fart picture. Seriously, this guy did this, did a piece of artwork, put it on a mug. He co-opted that, used it for an app icon and used it in some other ways. And the guy says, hey, you know, that is my artwork. I'd appreciate it if you could pay me something. He says, I don't want a whole lot, and I don't want to go to war with Elon Musk. But, you know, hey, artists are entitled to get something, don't you think? No. You know, Elon Musk, who virtue signals all the time about how robots are going to take your jobs and so forth, they've got to put you on universal basic income. He's going to stiff this guy over a little bit of money paying this artist. No. You're not going to get your... I'm the only one who gets government subsidies, says Elon Musk. Well, he's not the only one who gets government subsidies. We've got big agricultural people, not just people who make electric batteries. They get subsidies as well. So in the U.S., we've got 4,500 farm businesses that produce sugar. And the U.S. taxpayers pay $4 billion a year in subsidies for that. This is something that goes back to 1981. It was Ronald Reagan who gave us this farm subsidy of sugar. And take a look at the chart, if you guys pull that up. It's amazing how much more we pay in sugar than the rest of the world does after you subsidize it. You know, when you subsidize something, the cost goes up. Kind of happened when we did college subsidies, too, didn't it? The price went up, just like with sugar. All right, that's it for today's program. Thank you for joining us. I'm David Knight. Have a great weekend.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all-new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the real red pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimate, leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up all supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. It's got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.